goodness.
You know we're not on the podcast.
Actually, I'm still recording.
Oh.
The show after the show.
Oh, okay.
It's the after show.
So.
No, I don't have money. I don't have $80 for a bidet right now.
I get a discount.
I'll just wait until you get me one. Until we have a.
I'm not fucking buying you anything else. You still haven't thanked me for a Fitbit.
I did thank you. The first thing I did before eating all this Jewish food was thank you for that.
Because it's food.
It was delicious. Oh, I didn't bring it up, but I want to bring it up.
Go ahead. Let's get back on this here.
You don't even need the headphones.
Come on.
The other night when I told Casey, all I did was send him a gif of the Kramer fucking slapping the table and saying I'm out.
Yeah.
At what, noon?
6:10 a.m.
Yeah, but I told
fucking
you
so. 6 hours and 10 minutes into the day.
Yeah. You fucking lay the guilt trip that you don't want to bury another one of your friends. That was what he told me.
I told Zach that. He goes, you're really mean.
I fucking how?
Today's show is brought to you by Hotels.com. Shop with Hotels.com now to take advantage of their great hotel deals, as well as save $30 on select hotel stays of $250 or more when you go to usehotels.com/chickenduck and use the code LISTEN30 at checkout. Some terms apply.
Record, record.
How'd you do that?
Whoa. I took us off of the old headphones and put us on the speakers so I could listen to my music.
Hi, Ryan.
Hi.
Oh, you sound good.
Rugulas are delicious. Thank you for all of
sure.
This.
Sure.
Yes, thank you.
Did you guys listen to the No Phony Podcast Network Halloween Spooktacular?
I didn't know we were supposed to.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just thought you might have checked it out.
Sorry, No Phony Podcast Spooktacular.
Your friend Casey did a voice on it.
Did you send me a link?
No, it's on
how did I know to listen to it?
It's on our thing.
What?
I what published thing? It. On our thing. On our SoundCloud.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't check my SoundCloud yet this week. Probably today. Probably. What is that?
I think a Kanish. Broccoli Kanish.
A Kanish.
I think so. It's like a potato ball with broccoli. Hmm. I had a potato one.
These are awesome.
Yeah.
Rucola.
I had a potato blint, Kanish.
Baba Kanish.
The blintzes were awesome also.
Very good, very good.
And you had brisket. Mm.
That was very good.
I
didn't see that anywhere. Mm.
It's on the menu. Maybe
there's more blintzes here, boys.
Maybe they're
one
out.
One for each of you.
I'm not going to turn down. I'm no guy to turn down a blintz.
Yeah, we got to get this show started because we have a lot to talk about.
Do we?
I got questions for you, buddy.
For me? I might have answers.
What's all of the
may
help?
Not be the one, may not be the ones you like.
Talk?
Oh.
No headphones?
Well, yeah, we can do headphones.
I think we look more professional when we do headphones.
Since we're live on Twitch.
I don't even know what that means. I have a Twitch account just for free video games, but I mean, what do you mean we're live on? We can't be live on Twitch.
We're streaming right now.
Sammy and John go live every Tuesday on Twitch for the wrestling. Oh, not the Gorilla Press.
Don't you
with
do it.
The wrestling dorks.
Well, that was a delicious Jewish feast I just had.
Mm-hmm.
Brought
mm-hmm.
to us by Oheb Shalom. Is that how you say that?
I have no clue.
I believe that's how you say it.
I just know I don't roll on Shabbos.
Shabbos. I'm getting upset. Life hack, save a little money. All you gotta do is put a little work in. Don't judge me.
Welcome back, everybody. Saturdays with Chicken Duck, episode 96. Big day today.
Is it?
No. No, it's not really.
Loot Crate.
We should start saying the date, too. Well, episode number 96.
11-4.
November 4th. What's, well, no, because people are going to need to know that.
11-10. But what if they're not listening to us when we first come out, which is probably how most of the people listen to us.
Actually, I forgot to release the episode yesterday until like close to midnight because our friend Kim Parks had a successful surgery.
There you go.
And she messaged me from the hospital room and said, hey, I'm in the hospital looking for something to listen to. Did you guys release the new episode yet where you gave me the shout out?
No pressure. No pressure. That's great.
And I said, shit, I forgot. So. Sorry about that it was a little late last week.
Man, I didn't realize we were had that much of an impact on people's lives.
Right.
It really puts things into perspective.
We're pretty important.
Well, you guys are. I just show up, walk down the basement steps.
You don't even show up. You're already here.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, how are you late every day?
I was definitely on time. So what else is going on?
So I wanted to get right into it.
Please.
Saw a picture last night on Facebook. Wait, did you introduce everybody?
Oh, Casey's here and Ryan's here and I'm here.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey, here we are.
Hi, Jim.
Bye. Hey,
I'm
everybody.
Casey.
I'm Ryan.
So I saw a photo last night it was not on Facebook. It was in our group chat with everyone that is involved in the podcast and a certain someone sitting directly across from me right now. Ryan,
yes.
Gil Hostliff Vu.
Easy with all the names there, buddy.
Sent us a picture of a bowl filled with ketchup that you had emptied.
I was wondering about this.
You emptied ketchup packets into a bowl and said that times are tough. Yeah,
Times are tough and you got to fill the ketchup bottle. You got to do what you got to do. Yeah.
Now, did you add some water to that?
No.
How did you get it into a bottle then from that bowl?
Used a funnel and a spoon. And the old tap technique.
Very careful.
Can you explain the tap technique?
Okay, so what you add?
Okay. Not like a beer tap. Like you actually just tap on the bottom of the bowl.
You have the bottle here. You put your funnel on, put the ketchup in the funnel, and your
ketchup.
Tap it.
Get your ketchup in there.
Gravity pulls it right down.
Huh.
It's all organic.
Oh, organic ketchup packets. Where'd you find those at?
McDonald's, Bojangles, anywhere they have ketchup.
And I had said to you that if you need to borrow like $6 for a bottle of ketchup, I can loan that to you.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It was, I have them $6 to go get ketchup. I just didn't feel like going to get ketchup. We had a lot of ketchup packets in the drawer for some reason. And, what else is better to do on a Saturday night?
I can think of at least six things right now.
Anything is the correct answer.
20-some packets of ketchup, squeeze them into a bowl, and spoon them into a funnel.
That looked like a lot more than 20 packets of ketchup.
There was a lot.
There was a lot of ketchup there.
But you know what? That was very entertaining for a 7-year-old.
That's good. Yeah, I can only imagine what it's like to try and entertain a 7-year-old.
You come up with all kinds of stuff.
I can see that.
As soon as something grabs the attention, that's it. You don't steer away.
Huh. Okay. So it was just for entertainment purposes only.
Huh.
Well, we did need ketchup.
Okay.
But I didn't feel like running out to the store.
Sure.
And what?
Yeah.
I mean, did you need... I just don't get why you wouldn't just keep using the ketchup out of the packets, like the whole process of taking them out. You already had the packets in the house.
Right. Yeah, they were already in the refrigerator.
Why not just use them as needed, as though you would be going to use a huge can of ketchup, except that the ketchup
Here's
the kicker. We didn't even need to use ketchup for anything. We weren't even eating anything that involved ketchup. We weren't using it.
Gotcha.
For anything.
You weren't making a meatloaf.
No, no, we weren't doing anything that involved ketchup. Hmm. I just happened to pull the ketchup bottle out of the fridge, and I was like, "Oh, this is almost empty." And I thought, "Well, I'll fill it." So I looked in the cabinet. There's no.
But you thought you. It was your idea, not your daughter's.
Well, it was a collective idea.
But you brought it up.
It was my idea to fill the ketchup bottle, thinking we had a ketchup, a bigger bottle in the closet that we didn't open yet.
Uh-huh.
We did not.
Mm.
And I said, my mom, I said, "Hey, there's no ketchup. We didn't get any ketchup. We had to put that on the store list." She said, "Yeah." She said, "Why don't you could squeeze all those ketchup packets in the bottle." I thought that was a stupid idea, but.
You showed her.
Yeah.
Every last one.
Took them all. But, the kid's there. I said, "Hey, Daisy, you want to squeeze ketchup into a bowl?" She's, "Yeah."
Just like that. She got that excited.
She said, "Sure." I said, "All right."
Now, what happens the next time you run out of ketchup? Now you're screwed. Now you have to go out for ketchup.
Well.
Unless you start collecting more packets in that time.
Well, I'm going to be doing both. First of all, I am going to hit the store. I'm going to replenish the ketchup supply. That's going to take a while to get rid of that ketchup. In the meantime, yes, I am going to be hitting restaurants, establishments.
Wawa.
Yeah. Loading them up.
Load them up. I go right down to Redner's and take ketchup packets out of the thing for free. You know what I mean? So, yeah.
Oh, Redner's Quick Shop.
Yeah, sure. Just stop in there for something. Grab a couple ketchup packets every time. Say... Life hack, save a little money. All you got to do is put a little work in.
Even if you don't need ketchup, you take ketchup packets.
Hey.
Every time you go walk into Redner's, do you have some in your pocket now?
No, I know I wasn't in Redner's. Okay. But hey, if I go down for coffee, maybe I want to put ketchup in it. Don't judge me.
Ketchup coffee.
Yeah. It's a delicacy over in the Ukraine.
Is that true?
No, not at all. I just made that up, but sounded good.
So will any of that go on your hand?
Ooh, will that for be the hand
any
ketchup?
Hand ketchup?
You know?
Ooh, it's been a while since I had some good hand ketchup.
It has been, I know. I completely forgot about the hand ketchup. Yeah, some could go on the hand for hand ketchup.
Huh.
It's a good thought. I didn't think of that. You did.
No, somebody at Wawa thought of it.
Well, but you reminded of the hand ketchup idea.
Well, I hope that all works out for you, buddy.
Yeah, hey, I just thought of that.
Did you cut the packets open and take like a razor blade to the inside and scrape it down into the bowl? Fucking really make sure you got it all?
Yeah, well, I could have. Could have got out the old rubber spatula, but I didn't. Nah, I just did the old school squeeze.
Did you roll the packets?
Nah.
To make sure like a toothpaste.
I let the kid do it. She developed her own technique.
So you're saying somewhere in a bag or in a bin somewhere there's a whole bunch of almost all squeezed out ketchup packets. Probably enough to fill a whole other bottle of ketchup.
Oh, it didn't fill the bottle though. It didn't fill it all the way, but
how much? Quarter of the way?
Why'd you pick such a big bottle?
That was a lot of ketchup.
It did look like a lot of ketchup. Well, we have, that red bottle. It's, I don't know. It's about the size of a
They're all
bottle.
Red bottles because it's ketchup.
Well, right.
Well, the little red bottle doesn't help me.
Well, it's about the size of that water bottle right there.
I've never
and
seen
it
ketchup.
Didn't fill?
It about the top of the paper line there.
I figure half of it's probably on the floor.
And it wasn't completely empty. It was down here. Can I have that there? Water bottle.
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah, so ketchup bottle is about like that, and then it has just, the tip, the spout there. So the ketchup was down.
I don't know about you, but we buy
year.
The biggest bottle of ketchup that Devin can get her hands on. Like, I got every
a Sam's
weeks,
bottle.
It's like this big. I need to throw it over my shoulder when we buy it.
Well, I mean, we get a bigger bottle to that we keep to fill the smaller bottle. But, when we have picnics and stuff, we don't get out the big bottle. We just get this size bottle out, condiment table size.
That's a water bottle.
Right. And I was explaining that it's about here with the spout.
How big is the spout?
I've never seen a 16.9 fluid ounce bottle of ketchup.
I'm using this as an example.
Do you get the plastic ones or the like the old school glass ones?
No, it's like plastic.
Okay. Yeah, because that a glass bottle, true. That's the only, like a restaurant bottle of ketchup, glass bottle of ketchup is the only bottle of ketchup I've ever seen that size.
The red bottle goes about up to here.
You don't have to say red. We understand that it's red. It's ketchup.
No, sometimes.
Oh, okay. I know. I know exactly the ones he's talking about. It comes in like a 3-pack, right? Like a picnic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a ketchup, mustard, and usually like a relish, maybe.
Ooh, a good relish.
Right.
Right? Mm. Like a relish in a good relish.
I should go for a good relish.
A good bottle of relish.
I go for a hot dog and a good bit of relish.
Squeezable bottle of relish.
You get one big blob in the front of your hot dog that you then have to smear with your hands. Yeah, That's how that always works. So I had a very uninteresting week. So, I mean,
it's uninteresting.
Non-interesting. Devin's got some issues with her vision and maybe blood pressure. The baby's fine. So eating and walking, that's fun. Took a bunch of steps.
What's up with Devin's eye?
She's got to go back to the doctor next Monday. Dr. Hyman.
Oh, Dr.
That's
Hyman.
That's your doctor, isn't it? I don't have an eye doctor.
Oh,
well, no, not really. I go to Walmart
to
get
to get your glasses wherever somebody has it. I'll take those glasses there.
I go to Walmart because it's cheap. They have a vision center and some decent glasses there.
That's actually where Devin has to go.
It's actually, I have to go get new glasses soon because these are a couple years old. Got to get my vision tested again. Get some new sunglasses before I go to Jamaica again in January.
You can get those transitions like Johnny gets.
No. No.
Why not?
I would much rather just change my sunglasses.
Or go blind. I would rather go blind, to be honest with you.
Really?
I don't wear glasses, but I would rather go blind than have them.
Transition glasses? Yeah. Jerry Garcia used to always wear them, I think. And then they'd get like all fogged up when he was on stage, and I don't think he could see very well.
Well, that should... I mean, glasses can get fogged up whether they're transition or not.
No!
I don't think so.
Only transition
glasses.
Transition
only has to do with a light.
Mm. Yeah, and then you walk into a bright room and you got your sunglasses
20-second,
on.
20-second.
Boy, it sure is dark in here. Oh, that's because your glasses are fucking
transitioned.
Well, they adjusted to the light. If the room wasn't so bright.
But what if you're in the bright room?
Well, then what if you're in a doctor's office?
Well, then they darken
a
little bit. They adjust. They adjust to the lighting.
Mm.
Self-adjusting. Automatic. Mm. Fiddle around and get your glasses out of your little knapsack. You don't even have to put your regular glasses down with the...
Yeah, I get it. It's the whole feature of them.
Yeah,
that's I have two pair of glasses. I have one prescription sunglass and
one... So what the hell's wrong with transition glasses, guys? Come on!
I don't know. They just look funny.
I'm getting upset. Okay, no, I'm good. I'm over it.
Do you know anybody besides me that wears glasses?
Yeah, man.
Toby.
Toby wears glasses.
My Toby doesn't.
Not your Toby, my Toby.
How do you know which fucking Toby I'm talking about?
How do
you
know?
You just said you were Toby.
All right.
How do you know that his Toby isn't your Toby, though?
Well, my Toby doesn't wear glasses.
Oh, yeah, my Toby does.
That is a very distinct feature.
Yeah.
Maybe when you go to see your Toby,
maybe.
He wears contacts. Puts his contacts in. Yeah. And then
well, he doesn't.
And then when Ryan sees him...
He wears his transition glasses.
I can see Toby wearing transition glasses.
Do you know what Toby I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know Toby.
Do you know Toby?
Well, I don't know him, but he's a fan of ours. Right?
Yeah.
And he's bought a chicken duck shirt. I sent him some stickers.
Yeah. I'm wearing a chicken duck shirt.
I know, and it looks good.
It's a little tight.
It's a little faded.
I've never worn it before, so I don't know how it could be faded.
Doesn't the chicken's head look faded?
It's just stretched between my tits.
So last week I went to I had to go to work in the Outer Banks.
Oh yeah.
Did you get an OBX sticker for your car?
No.
Everyone does it.
I know. But I don't put stickers on my car.
You could put them on your glasses.
Well, then I wouldn't be able to see Ryan.
True.
What if they were transition glasses? Yeah.
Well, if the sticker transitioned to clear, Do you guys remember that monster truck grave digger?
Oh, yeah.
Remember him?
Oh, big time. Well, it's a truck. Him, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, the one stretch of road that I passed going into the Outer Banks, there was a huge garage there. Then next to that was a diner. And then next to that was a big field with large bumps and mounds and all kind of dips and all kinds of stuff. Mm. And you could take monster truck rides in Gravedigger.
Did you do it?
No.
Why?
And the restaurant was called Digger's Diner. I thought about stopping there on the way past, but I was doing about 90, so I flew on past.
You could have just pulled the old e-brake quick and rolled it into a spot.
Yeah, but I thought that was funny. That the old
hilarious
Gravedigger has Gravedigger has a restaurant. And then I was stuck in Norfolk, Virginia.
Ooh.
For a while.
Just in time for the old something. There was probably there. What was there?
It was going
there
on.
There was an airport there that I was fucking stuck
West
in.
West Virginia got really bad weather.
Did they?
Didn't there? Oh, Amazon at Baltimore. That was where there was just yesterday.
Amazon?
Yeah.
Just yesterday?
Yeah. There was
I was in Baltimore yesterday.
50-foot wall fell over at Amazon yesterday in Baltimore. Killed two people.
Start over.
Okay.
What are you talking about? An Amazon fell over onto someone and killed them? What is an Amazon?
Amazon is a online shopping mega store.
Okay.
I don't know if you've ever heard of anybody who's ever purchased anything online.
Like Amazon Prime.
Well, you don't have to have Prime.
Like Amazon, the fucking store. Amazon.com. Okay. Amazon.
Okay.
I'm completely bewildered by the fact that you're surprised. But
I call it Prime. You call it Amazon. Whatever.
Well, you shouldn't call it Prime. But it's called Amazon.
Okay. Go on.
So anyway.
Prime is a feature of Amazon.
All right.
One of the walls at an Amazon in Baltimore.
This was a prime wall.
Fell over during a storm. A tornado. There's a tornado.
Oh, they have an Amazon like warehouse there? Is that what it was? Like the one in Briningsville that I did doors at?
They had a website there. They had a website in Baltimore. Two people are dead now because the website wall fell over.
It's
what the fuck?
It was a firewall.
Was it a firewall?
I hate you. I really
it's
fucking
firewall.
Hate your guts.
Well, sometimes they have those Amazon Prime trucks that come into cities and stuff. I wasn't sure if that's what
Prime,
it was.
It was a Prime truck. Two people are dead. Web pages.
Did they work there?
Yes.
Or were they just walking by?
They worked there.
So it fell to the inside of the building. Did the building collapse? If
the,
a
that,
wall
that
fell
That wall
down?
Did. I don't know. It was a 50-foot wall.
It's a big wall.
It is a big wall.
Was that 50 foot high or 50 foot long?
50 foot wide.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Two people are dead.
Well, our condolences to the Amazon Prime workers that were killed in a firewall yesterday online.
You're fucking horrible. Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Too soon? It was last week.
Too soon. Fucking it was last yesterday. All right. What else?
Well, so I never finished my story about Norfolk. So my flight was delayed. I was supposed to take off, I think, at 10 o'clock. I don't remember when I was supposed to take off, but it was delayed for like 5 hours.
Okay.
Why?
The plane coming to Norfolk was, it ran into.
It's Norfolk.
Norfolk. It ran into some really bad weather. And it had to turn around. And then there were maintenance problems with the plane. So they had to get a new plane. And by the time it got to Norfolk, it was delayed quite a bit. So my flight from Norfolk to to Charlotte was delayed for, 5 hours or so. So I was trying to figure out another way, like somewhere else I could go. Because I had to go to Huntsville, Alabama. Okay.
The old Alabama.
So this lady at the counter, she kept telling me just to stay. She's like, don't go in. Don't go through security yet until we know, like, when that plane from Charlotte took off to here. You know, so you might possibly be able to make your connection. Because that was what my problem was. I was going to miss my connection in Charlotte to go to Huntsville. Okay. So she said that she might be able to switch my flight, whatever, blah, blah. So I was, you know, just hanging around in the lobby for quite a while. And I found another flight instead of going to Huntsville, Alabama, that I could have flew to Charlotte and then to Chattanooga, Tennessee, which was the same distance from where I had to go from Huntsville. You know, it was the same distance. So I waited out there for like 6 hours, right, before this fucking plane got there. The plane finally got there. She told me the plane finally was taking off, right? So I said, well, what about switching me over to this other flight? And she's like, no, I can't help you with that. I'm like, you fucking told me. I stood out here all this time, and you're telling me, you know, we're going to look for other flights and all that.
Now they can't put you on.
Yeah, now they can't put me on another flight. So I went through security, and I talked to this other guy inside. So he put me on the other flight from Charlotte because we both agreed. He's like, there's no way that you're going to make your connection with as, you know, as long or as far out as this has been delayed already, right? Mm-hmm. So made the arrangements to go to Chattanooga instead of Huntsville, right? Land in Charlotte. The plane to Huntsville was boarding across the fucking hall. I could have made it to Huntsville, but they couldn't change my flight back to go to Huntsville because I was already in scheduled to go to Chattanooga, and my bags now were diverted to Chattanooga. So I had to fucking sit in Charlotte then another 3 hours until my Chattanooga flight got there. I was so fucking mad.
Poor fella.
Sucked so bad.
Sorry.
I was really pissed.
I'm sorry. Then you got on your first class flight and came home.
Well, no, I had to go to Chattanooga then and switch all my rental information because I was supposed to pick up the car in Huntsville. So I had to do all that.
Sons of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry to hear that.
Hey, thanks, bud. Shit happens.
Yeah. Well, you're here today. That was the other day.
Yeah, that was actually like 3 weeks ago now.
Well,
chicken duck terms. Chicken duck timeline.
A lifetime ago. You made it. It's okay.
I'm here.
Yeah. Everybody gets delayed sometimes.
I don't like to be delayed, though.
Sometimes it happens in a... TGI Fridays for 3 hours.
Applebee's. That would never happen to me. I can assure you of that.
It would never happen to me either.
Me either.
It's happened to you, Rain.
Yeah. No, not in TGI Fridays. That was an Applebee's.
I said it at Applebee's.
Boy. Anybody see any good movies?
I did, actually.
What'd you say?
Well, I saw Goosebumps 2 yesterday in a theater.
Good?
I liked it. I like it. I liked Goosebumps 1.
Has anybody seen Bohemian Rhapsody?
Not yet, no.
I have not. I'd like to see it.
I think I might go see that this week.
I got a lot of movies that I want to see. I want to see Star is Born, Halloween.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
And
I want to see Venom. I want to see the Predator movie.
You didn't see those yet?
I did not.
Not bad, not bad.
I heard.
Not bad.
For you, the listeners of Saturdays with Chicken Duck, Hotels.com is offering $30 off select hotel stays of $250 or more when you go to usehotels.com/chickenduck and you use code LISTEN30. With Hotels.com, you can get rewarded basically everywhere, from seaside cabins in Portland to tree houses in Thailand to five-star resorts in Mexico. Hotels.com has all the options you're searching for in one place. And for every 10 nights you stay, you get one free that you can use to do you at endless properties. Hotel.com's deals come with access to instant savings too. Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded. Free nights don't include taxes and fees. Again, you can save $30 off selected hotel stays of $250 or more when you go to usehotels.com/chickenduck and you use code LISTEN30.
So, how's the challenge going for everybody?
I'm out.
Ryan, is your left nostril clogged?
Maybe. I think so. Why?
Because when you blew all that smoke out of your nose, it only came out of the right side.
Oh, thanks for noticing. Jesus Christ. Pay attention to detail. This
I think you
guy
might
want
to go to the doctor and get checked out.
Yeah.
I think you got a clog.
I got something.
So,
Casey's like one of those fucking cancer sniffing dogs, by the way.
Our friend Kyle.
Yeah.
Clyde, our listener. He's now in the challenge, and he's bringing the belt home to Chicken Duck.
Oh, good.
He's our ringer.
Good. Because I'm not.
It's fucking hard, man. I'm four. It's four. We're 4 days in, and I'm ready to smoke weed again.
Ah, dude. I can't.
Yeah, I was wondering.
I don't know what that's like.
It's gone okay. I mean, I haven't smoked. I have wanted to. Yeah. I rolled myself a joint, and I was like, "Yeah, fuck it."
So close, so close.
Now it's ready for the 30th at midnight. It'll be there, ready for me. Man. So,
you think you're gonna make it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. Today, after today, I'll be fine.
Okay.
Till next Sunday.
No. After like, they usually say like after three or four days
That's for like a normal person.
Yeah, I know.
Not somebody who's been smoking for 20 fucking years every day.
Yeah, somebody asked me yesterday when was the last time I took any time off, and I said it was.
I can't answer.
No, it was when we went to Charleston. It was before like I had
Charleston
for Thanksgiving like 2 years ago.
Oh.
Because I didn't have access to those pens and shit back then, so I suffered through like maybe 5 days.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, but we're all here today.
It's good. It's good. Hey.
But so I'm in third place with the, as of right now, as of November 4th, I'm in third place with the steps, and I've been fucking walking a lot. I go to the treadmill. I go to the gym at the hotels. I went to the fucking gym in Wyomissing the other day, and I'm walking a lot. Right now, 4 days in, I have 52,000 steps, and Clyde is in first place with 81,000 steps.
See, what I'm telling you, we should have let fucking Devin in.
Clyde has a treadmill in his living room, and he watches fucking Netflix all day. I said, you got to send me a picture of the setup, and he sent me a picture, and he's got his iPad covering the screen of his treadmill, and he just watches like Joey Diaz and Joe Rogan specials and shit all day, and just fucking walks.
Okay,
I'll just have to get rid of my child. It'd be perfect.
So the belt came yesterday to my house, and it was exactly the fucking opposite of what I asked for. Like, I approved one thing,
yeah,
and they did the exact opposite.
Get your money back.
Well, I asked them if I could send it back so they could flip the plates around, because the plates, they should be switched. But there it is.
Ooh, look at that.
I wanted the runners, like there's a runner on each end of a male and a female. I wanted them running away, like out to the ends of the belt. And the other things with the, where it says the no marijuana and no booze with the crosses in the center, I wanted those crosses facing the center of the belt.
Yeah.
And they sent me a proof, and they said, is this what you want? And right. I said, that's exactly it. That's exactly what I want. Just like that.
Yeah.
So then I opened the box yesterday, and this is what I got. And I was like, well, that's not what I fucking approved. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's exactly opposite. They have the plates on the fucking wrong side.
Send it back.
Well, they haven't answered me yet, Jim. So
it's a done deal.
Walk your ass over to their office and get them flipped out.
Yeah, in Chicago. I might have to send Jay Ray there.
Just take a first class flight over.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Slam the belt over the face.
Just throw it in the desk.
They sent me some new rivets.
Do they have any idea how important this is?
I don't think so.
No.
They sent some extra rivets, though, so I'm not sure how. I feel that the things like might pop off fairly easy if they sent that many extra rivets.
It's possible.
So if they never fucking get back to me, I'm just gonna have to do it myself, I guess.
Got a rivet gun?
I'm no expert.
No, it's not a rivet. They're like button rivets. Like you just pop them together.
So you can just snap them on and off.
So they're buttons.
I'm not sure. I haven't.
So I was, you could just easily switch the plates yourself.
I was that angry on my third day.
They made of real gold.
I was that angry on my third day of sobriety that I just fucking put it back in the box. It was like, this isn't what I fucking want.
I'm telling you, man. I got 3 hours of sleep on Wednesday night and was just like, nope. Like, fuck this.
3 hours of sleep.
Yeah.
Why?
Him. Dude, it's crazy. He's up. She's up. I'm up. We're all up. Got the fucking dog I want to get rid of. I had this weird... Yeah, I don't even want to get into that on here.
Yeah, we do.
I got a little thing on my nip. Little booby bubble.
You have a boob buttle.
Bubble?
Bubble on your nipple.
No, I think it's just an ingrown hair. It was really sore earlier in the week.
Cancer. I have two warts on my thumb.
Can you smell it from here?
I have two warts.
I had a wart on my finger, and I chewed it off. And then I grew one in my mouth. And I chewed that one off, too, and spit it.
On your nipple.
They had it on my leg, and now I have one there.
Baby, and some of it got on your nipple, and that's why you have a nipple bubble.
Yeah, a little wart saliva.
I really need you to cut nipple bubble out.
That's the fucking name of the episode.
I know, man. Fuck. I got nothing. It was a slow week. Work's crazy. Life's crazy. Sorry, man. I didn't take any notes this week.
Me neither.
No callers this week.
No, we do have a couple.
Oh.
We have a couple callers that do want to call in.
Mike Buschetti has his own podcast.
I saw that. And it's on Anchor. It's like a 3 minute long thing. That's all you can record for on that. But we do have a guy that wants to call in. His name's Kevin Goatee. He has a show on Amazon Prime called, it's on Amazon Prime, mm-hmm. called, not just Amazon, it's on Prime.
It's on Prime.
It's called Comics Watching Comics, mm-hmm. where it's like him and two other comics,
uh-huh.
male or female, and they're at the Comedy Cellar in New York City. And I haven't honestly watched it, so I'm not really sure what it is.
Nice plug.
It's called Comics Watching Comics. So check it out. His name's Kevin Goatee. He's going to call in a couple weeks. And also,
there's no car rides and no coffee involved.
No. Nope. They're Comics Watching Comics.
Or singing.
At the Comedy Cellar.
There's no singing in cars.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. And Katie Skeen, I played her music last.
Oh, I like that song.
Last week at the end of the episode. She's going to call in eventually. We got to get things scheduled. I want to make sure that we schedule them. That's
Hold on,
very
I'm going to lose you here for a couple minutes.
in the fog.
Yeah. Pick this conversation back up when the fog lifts. Ooh, that tastes like fucking cotton candy.
Kiwi strawberry.
My God. They all taste like cotton candy to me.
How many of those vials do you go through, like, in a week? Does that one thing last you 1 week?
This tank?
Yeah, because last week it was...
Not that
blueberry.
Flavor, yeah.
Well, I have two tanks.
Oh, okay.
I also have another battery at home. And I don't know how often I fill them.
I saw a really cool battery the other day at because I went and got some CBD juice mm-hmm. to smoke. Because I need that. I need just, you know, something to...
Right.
So it's there, you know.
Right.
And the dude had a... I was like, dude, I need CBD. Do you have CBD
stuff?
Suck
your dick for some CBD.
He's
Give
like,
me a sandy hand.
Oh, man, no November, huh?
And I explained to him how I stopped smoking weed a couple days ago, and I just wanted, you know, something that, you know, for the flavor and all that. And the place out on Fifth Street by Pizza Hut there?
Yeah.
They have all different kinds of CBD stuff. But anyway, I said that I wanted a cartridge. I said, because I'm used to those... for smoking the weed, and he goes, oh, like this, and he had a battery like about that size, but it was on a keychain, and it flipped open, like you pushed a button and it flipped
I've
open.
I've seen that. So who
yeah,
had
I've
one
seen
of them?
Too.
Somebody had one of them,
and it was
it looked like my wife's car key.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. And he had a brass knuckle thing on it.
Yeah,
and I said, yeah, exactly like that.
So that's great.
Yeah, I want to get one of those batteries though, the flip kind.
Okay,
but I'm always worried about it fucking leaking out of the end, though.
Yeah, I'm not. I like
standing it up and making sure that it's like all the juice is at the bottom where it should be, you know?
That, and you got to worry about your cartridge too. If you, I think they're half gram ones. Well, it depends, because then it won't close if you get a full.
Oh, you mean the
those brass knuckle ones aren't half
grams? Yeah, no, they was a full gram on his. Yeah,
because okay.
It was about like that long. It was like a box that long, but it was on a keychain.
Yeah, I forget who it was. Somebody might have been my friend Jason had one, and he showed it to me.
No, Jason doesn't have one.
No.
JJ.
Different Jason.
Yeah, it's a different Jason.
JJ.
JK.
Oh, okay. Maybe I don't know him.
But anyway, his flip one, he put a different, like a longer cartridge on it, and it wouldn't flip because it's too long. Just a heads up.
He probably should have checked that before he bought it.
Probably.
How's life with your new wallet?
Love it.
Now you like it?
Yeah.
Is that a new wallet, or is that
Is that the titanium?
This is the
carbon fiber?
I think when I first showed it to you guys, I had the band on there. I didn't have the money clip yet. But I got the money clip.
Now everything is all right.
Yeah.
And you like it?
Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
You love it. I mean, it's a wallet. I can't really say that I love my wallet.
Well, I love it as
wife,
much as
I love my child.
Okay, I like it a lot.
Okay, cool.
Okay. Oh, like a lot.
So you put your cards in there like that?
Uh-huh.
See, this is the problem I had with it when I first got it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't read the fucking instructions.
Shocking.
And I thought that this was the top. I thought it went like that. Okay.
That's the
bottom.
So
I had trouble. I was like, how the fuck is it? But you flip it around like this. Yeah. You push those out like that.
Yep.
Then you squeeze the bottom
it's like magic wallet time.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Really not sure if it was worth $72, but
I doubt that.
I can tell you that it was not. Again, as it is a wallet.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Jeff got the exact same one.
Uh huh.
Jeff Loper.
You guys both paid $80 for a fucking autograph. Also, so I don't have anything to add to that comment. Or that conversation.
Yes, we did.
So congratulations, I guess. Fucking probably the old wallet salesman saw you both coming a mile away.
I don't know.
How's it going with that CBD sponsor?
I honestly have not had any time to.
I got a question. Have we ever seen a single dollar of revenue from any single sponsor?
It's like in limbo.
It as in the money or the answer to that question?
The money.
Both.
Oh, who's limbo?
Okay, well, so out of all the sponsors that we've had in 96 episodes, is number 96?
Yeah.
I'm the only one that's ever signed up for anything.
Ever.
out of our things.
Uh-huh.
So like I
like
signed
including
up.
Including our listeners.
Yeah. So, like, I signed up for the Loot Crate box, okay? So we get, like, I think we get, like, $7 every time somebody signs up for a Loot Crate box.
So okay? We got that $7.
But it's in limbo.
Because it was you.
Well, because in order for us to get paid, we need, like, at least $25. Like, they won't cut us a check until it's up to, like, $25.
No, they're not going to cut us a $7 check.
Yeah. So, like, until we generate more. You know what I mean? Then that $7 is just like fucking in.
So if you don't have Loot Crate.
Internet world.
And you want Loot Crate. Go out there and get a Loot Crate.
Loot Crate, Leaf Filter. I mean, go on our website, Chicken Duck Pod, and click on the sponsors link. And
just
we got
buy some stuff.
Ton of fucking sponsors, man.
Christmas time. Go
hey,
buy some
you hear
stuff.
That, Toby? Get on there.
We got Loot Crate. Too. We got Leaf Filter. We have CBD oil. I think I might have put the Diamond Seed CBD oil on the website. On our website, we have BarkBox. Mm. I was trying to get Big Daddy to sign up for BarkBox because he got a new dog. We have, I don't know, we have a ton of sponsors. You can go on to chickenduckpod.com and click on the sponsors link. And also, if you click on the merch link, we have some nice, nice, nice pins on there. Chicken Duck pins. Actually, our friend Travis from over in Japan... from the Know Your Draft podcast, just got his pin, although he's not doing the podcast anymore. He's having some health issues, but he did get a pin and a bunch of stickers.
Well, feel better, Trav.
Hope you feel better, Travis. Enjoy your pin.
I hope that post depth is good enough for you.
Have fun with that pin. I hope the pin cures your AIDS.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how you got your hepatitis, but this pin will probably
put a pin in
not help you.
Don't stick yourself with that pin and then get close to anybody.
That's how you get the tetanus, kid. Oh, shit.
So where's Johnny been?
Johnny M., he was here last week. I'm not sure if you were here for that, Ryan.
Was I not here last week?
But,
I was here last week.
Pretty sure you were here last week.
Yeah, pretty sure.
John, I texted him earlier and said, was he going to make it? And he said he can, but he can't because Trisha is actually quite sick today, so he's going to stay with her. Mm-hmm. He's going in on third shift tonight, so he won't see her all week.
Oh.
And,
what a romantic lad he is.
He just texted me right now and said, now we want lunch, so the boy and I are going to run over to Popeye's first time.
Ugh.
Yeah,
well, tell him to stop short, go to Redner's and get an 8-piece.
Does anybody know what episode we talked about Popeye's is? No. So I could tell him to, I was like, I'll just listen to our episode about Popeye's and go to Redner's instead.
No. But ask him how much that picture of me and the tutu is worth.
Okay.
Said he was going to pay.
So about the tutu, Jim, you wanted to know about the tutu?
I did.
Ryan dressed as a unicorn for Halloween at work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
that was for work.
That was at work.
Yesterday, when you had posted the ketchup picture on our group chat,
yes,
and I had said about maybe if you didn't waste your money on a tutu, that you could afford ketchup.
I borrowed the tutu.
And where do you borrow a tutu from, Toby?
The tutu lady.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And who is? Do you want to give her a shout out? Thanks for the tutu.
There was a lady at checkout that said she had one and she'd bring it in. Her name is Sherry.
A lady at the checkout?
At what checkout?
Where I work.
Oh.
There's check-in, there's check-out.
Oh, at the patient center.
Yeah.
Oh. She checks the patients out.
Yeah.
Now, what does Sherry do with the
tutu?
Store.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. But she had one.
Now, where did you come up with the idea to dress as a unicorn?
Well, I believe it. Do you remember what episode it was when I talked about coming back from vacation?
Oh, yeah. 63.
Yeah, listen to 63.
Did you talk about a tutu?
I talked about how I came back from vacation.
Did he not? Was there any part of 63 that he wasn't speaking about a tutu?
I said tutu the whole time. Not a 4-4, because that's tutu more than I needed.
John, if you're listening to this, how much will you pay Ryan and I to get in tutus? Because I'll wear a tutu.
Yeah, I don't care.
How long have you known John? He will just give you money for nothing. You don't have to wear a tutu. You just ask him for money.
I need ketchup money, John.
Show him the picture of you trying to put ketchup back into a bottle. He will gladly try to help you.
He'll just show up with a couple bottles of ketchup.
Well, really, I mean, what else do you need?
No, but the people I work with, we our theme was the insane asylum, so we could go any route with that. So I was just a unicorn wearing a tutu. Mm. Huh?
Right. Now, do you think anybody would allow anyone at an insane asylum to wear a unicorn outfit?
Or moreover, would a unicorn actually go to an insane asylum if it were insane?
Mm, that's a good point.
Or maybe I was a human thinking I was a unicorn. That's why I was in this.
See, I thought you, when I saw you in the tutu, my first thought was that you were Ace Ventura at the Looney Bin. Because do you remember he wore the?
That's right. I didn't
tutu.
Even think of that. No, yeah. I remember that now. Yeah.
Looking back on it now, that actually was his outfit.
We'll go that route.
I was a pirate.
Were you?
Yep.
I thought that was just your normal. You know, what you do at night sometimes when the doors are closed.
Sometimes.
Oh, well.
Now that I have the outfit.
Now you could,
I mean,
you could be a pirate.
Fucking rock that pirate
grass,
outfit,
you know what I mean?
Every day.
At the neighbors.
I sleep in it.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah. It's my nightwear.
Yeah. It looks comfy.
Fuck, what was I just going to say?
I was just saying.
Oh. Red Dead Redemption.
Two.
Anybody? I'm so jealous of you.
Anybody? Two. You get
so
it yet?
Good. No, I don't have a PS3 or 4.
It's on Xbox.
I don't have an Xbox either. I have a computer. And it's not on Xbox. Or not
it's not on the PC?
Not yet.
Isn't it?
What do you have, Ryan? PS4 or Xbox? Neither.
Well, I have them both, but they're broke.
Oh, well, Jimmy fixes that stuff.
The Red Ring of Death? Three red rings.
You got the old Xbox.
Xbox 360, yeah. And it was actually a PlayStation 3. I stopped there. I just didn't get any more.
I always liked PlayStation growing up, but I got the Xbox. I think Sharky had an Xbox maybe and turned me onto the Xbox. But the game, yeah, it's pretty fucking cool, but there are some things that just take way too much fucking time. You know what I mean? Like the story of everything, like you're fucking galloping a horse through, you know.
That's a rock star. I mean, that's what they do.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly like Grand Theft Auto, but in the fucking...
Well, yeah. Did you play the first one?
No.
Oh, yeah. The first one was one of the best games ever made.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I had the PlayStation 4 God of War. That was my game.
Is that a good one?
I like it a lot.
Yeah, I plan on going to play a little Red Dead Redemption this afternoon. Fucking relaxing for a day. Yesterday, I moved a ton of shit to Baltimore again. So, Ann and JC could stage their Cross Keys apartment.
Huh? Cross Keys?
Loot Crate.
In Baltimore.
Oh. Okay.
So.
Cool. Well, are you ready to go and relax?
Anybody have anything else?
Have we had enough? Got anything else?
Maybe before you play, you could work on that CBD sponsor.
Yes, baby. I'll check it out.
I want to order some CBD.
I'll check it out.
I want to order it for my mom.
Oh, yeah? She wants to check it out?
Maybe.
I'm honestly going to say to you right now, Ryan.
Yeah?
That I really don't think it does very much at all.
Yeah?
It does not, I don't think, really.
Not the vaping, anyway. I mean, maybe if she tries the juice... Like, she puts it into her coffee.
Okay. She doesn't drink coffee.
Well, she could put it in whatever. Put it in iced tea. Whatever the fuck you put it in anything.
Yeah, whatever, yeah.
Drop it on your tongue.
Okay.
I mean, you don't have to put it in anything. You just put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just goes right in your mouth.
Right in the mouth.
That's it. Just
boop, boop. Put it in a bowl, put it in a funnel, put it in the mouth.
That's it. Well, you don't need a funnel.
It'll make it funner. No?
What's Jimmy looking at?
I don't know.
Reddit.
Okay. So let me just see here very quick. I haven't updated our website since episode number 92. Let's see. Sponsors. Oh, yeah, here. If you go on to chickenduckpod.com, we have Chong's Choice CBD Oil and also CBDOilBuy.com.
Oh.
Some of our other sponsors include Hotels.com, Advanced Auto Parts, FreshBooks, Gamefly, GoDaddy, Grammarly, Grasshopper, Leaf Filter, Loot Crate, Warby Parker, and Audible. Actually, I might do the Warby Parker one to sign us up for another thing. If I go.
Get some glasses.
Yeah, I got to go get my prescription, and then I'll sign up for Warby Parker and see if I can cash in a little more chicken duck money.
I Google chicken duck.
Uh-huh. We're right next to Dave Alvarez.
And images. Look at that.
So, yeah, if you go into chickenduck.com, we have Chong's Choice CBD Oil and also CBDOilBuy.com. Click on those links. Buy some stuff. We got capsules. $70 for some sleep capsules, CBD sleep capsules. You get 30 of them. Free shipping on orders of $50 or more.
Jesus. We're in the CBD sales business now, huh?
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, I see it right there.
Also, if you go to chickenduckpod.com, make sure you sign up for the big giveaway. Only four more, Kyle. Four more. Oh, yeah, and I told Kyle that if he wins us the belt, if he brings the belt home to Chicken Duck, that he can come on the show.
He doesn't want to come on the
show. Yes, he does. He asks me all the time. Maybe 101, Kyle. We'll start fresh at 101. Season 2 coming up. Episode 101.
There's three of us and I have six channels open.
Awesome.
Sorry.
All right.
Welcome back, everybody. Saturday's the chicken duck. Oh, wait, no. We're going the other way.
Did we do that?
Yeah, sorry. So that wraps up 96. So from we're going to have a couple callers.
Oh, yeah, we also have to talk to Eric Schoaf. He's going to be calling soon.
Eric.
Yep.
Good old Schoafy.
He wrote a, he put together
a bibliography.
A bibliography of all of Hunter Thompson's works.
Yep.
Work.
We went over that a couple times.
Work. So. Works.
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 Collective works.
The works and why missing?
No, not them. Definitely not them.
No.
All right, everybody. From Saturdays with Chicken Duck, Ryan, Casey, and Jim. It's been emotional. Goodbye.